الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained how the non-believers will be punished on the day of Qiyamah for not believing in Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah explains the reality that every person, no matter who he is, Allah has given such clear signs that death will come to a person, that he will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, and that he will be accountable for all his actions. And this is such a thing that nobody can deny. Everybody lives through it all the time. It is for us to take a lesson. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. Allah khinch leta hai jaane jab waqt ho unke marne ka. It is Allah Ta'ala who pulls out the lives of people when it is time for them to die. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. اور جو نہیں مرے ان کو کھینچ لیتا ہے ان کے نیندوں میں. And those who are not going to die, Allah pulls out their life at the time of their sleep. That means, in other words, Allah is referring to one of His great qudrat of sleeping. When a person sleeps, and yes, sleep is meant, which is actual sleep, that he doesn't know what is happening around him. Not just a person who is drowsy, he still knows people are talking, somebody is coming in the room, somebody is going out, but that deep sleep that even when crooks come and ransack the whole house, and you don't know anything what they had done, that type of sleep, it is Allah Ta'ala who at that time leaves the ruh in the body, the soul remains. But the life of the body, Allah takes it out. And that only Allah takes it out, and you sleep such a deep sleep. And you say, when you get up, they said, what a commotion there was in the room. You say, I didn't hear a thing. I didn't know one bit what happened. So it is Allah who took out the life of your body, and then Allah returns it again. When you had your sleep, your body had its rest properly, Allah returns that life and your body comes back to life. But your ruh was there all the time. That is why you were still breathing, your blood was flowing, everything was carrying on. But at the time of maut, Allah will take out the ruh also. And then a person's body becomes cold, and now he's finished, he's dead. The ruh does not return again in this world. So this is every one of us sleeps. But we don't take this great lesson, and we don't see the qudrat of Allah, that we were so fast asleep, we knew nothing what is happening, who brought us back to life again. We don't make shukr. One day will be that we will never come back to life. Many people die in their sleep, the ruh is taken out, and they are not brought back to life. When we are going, everyone sleeps, we see our babies having a sweet sleep, we should take this lesson from them also. And we too are sleeping, coming back to life on a daily occurrence. Many of us, perhaps all of us, will go back to sleep now after Fajr for an hour or two, whatever it might be. Many of us take a nap in the afternoon. The nights we are sleeping, so much we are sleeping, but we don't take this great lesson, and we don't see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ پھر رکھ چھوڑتا ہے جن پر مرنا ٹھہرا دیا ہے. And then Allah keeps that ruh back, that life back from those people who has been decreed to die. That means maut is going to come to them. Allah took out the ruh, and Allah keeps it by him. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. اور بھیج دیتا ہے اوروں کو ایک وعدہ مقرر تک. And those who are not going to be yet dying, but Allah took out the life from their body, Allah sends that life back again when they have to be getting up again. And Allah Ta'ala gives them life again. They read the dua, they get up in the morning, and they have got life. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَا آيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. اس میں پتے ہیں ان لوگوں کو جو دھیان کرے. Allah says they are great lessons for those people who will ponder in this. The Quran has explained it. Otherwise, we on our own, we should have realized it. We are sleeping, coming back to life, and we are seeing people who die, who don't come back to life, but we don't take a lesson. We should ponder in this and realize the reality that how Allah puts he takes out our life and he gives it back again. That is when we are sleeping. Like that, Allah will one day take out our ruh and he'll give it back in the year after, and we'll come back to life in the akhirat. So to understand how we will come back to life in the akhirat is not a difficult thing at all. أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ الشُّفَعَاء. But in spite of this, kya unhone pakre hai Allah ke siwa koi sifarish wale? Have they made other things, their idols that will intercede for them on the day of Qiyamah? Don't they see the great qudrat of Allah? Only worship Allah and only seek His help. But the non-believers, they worship idols and believe that the idols will intercede for them. قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. To keh, agarche unko ikhtiyar na ho, kisi cheez ka, or na samaj, that ask them, tell them, that what will this idols intercede for you, when they have not got anything in their control, they are not in charge, they don't possess anything, and they don't have brains also. In order to intercede, you must be such that you are beloved and you can intercede. And you have got the power to intercede. These idols, they are not the beloved of Allah. There is no question about that. And neither have they got any power whatsoever. If they are made to stand, they just stand. If they are made to lie down, they just lie down. They can't do anything. So where are the brains gone? And on the other side, every day we are sleeping, but we don't see Allah's qudrat happening in giving us sleep and in taking away the sleep and giving us life again. قُلْ أَوْلَوْكَ قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. To keh Allah ke ikhtiyar mein sari sifarish. Say that interceding is only in the hands of Allah. Whom Allah will permit to intercede. Like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the righteous and the pious, the ulama, the huffaz, these are the beloved of Allah. And they have got the power also to intercede, which Allah Ta'ala will give them. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اُسِي كَرَاجْ هَيْ أَسْمَانِ اور زمین میں. Oh, everything belongs only and solely to Allah Ta'ala. So worship only Him. He will appoint people to intercede for you. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. پھر اسی کی طرف پھیرے جاؤ گے. And finally you are going to return only to Him. And take the lesson from your sleep, that how He takes your life away, gives it. One day He'll take it away. He won't give it in this world. He will give it in the year after. And you'll be resurrected and you'll be accountable for all your actions. So that is one great lesson we have to learn from today's lesson. The other one is, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. Or جَبْ نَامْ لِيَ جَائِ خَالِصَ اللَّهُ كَ. When only Allah is remembered, Allah's talks take place, etc. Then اشمعزت قلوب الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة. رک جاتے ہیں دل ان کے جو یقین نہیں رکھتے پچھلے گھر کا. Then those people's hearts stop. This is proverbial. That means they become very worried and very concerned and very agitated and nervous. Those people who don't have belief on Allah, when Allah Ta'ala alone is remembered. This is like, for example, a member in the family. The wife, for example, she's maintaining parda properly. And even from your own brother, she's maintaining parda, which is required. Now you feel she's becoming an extremist. She's upsetting the apple cart in the house. She's not mixing with the other with my brothers. Why don't she talk to them, etc.? Or she does all the time she's wearing parda. Why don't sometimes she just wear ordinary clothes also? Our young boy is at school. He wants to keep his beard. And then we feel that he's becoming an extremist. That no, you are going to school. How can you keep a beard there? So all this, those people who don't have iman, they become agitated when others only talk about Allah and Allah is remembered. Somebody is reading Quran all the time. Whether in the house, he goes in the car, he's reading. We got a problem with it. Why is he reading so much Quran? He's becoming an extremist all the time. He's overdoing it. So yeah, Allah explains that those whose iman is weak or who don't have iman, they have a problem when Allah is remembered like this. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. اور جب نام لے جائے اس کے سوا اوروں کا. And when anyone else's name is taken besides Allah, When there's cricket commentary, soccer commentary, then see how happy they become. When somebody's reading Quran, they got a problem. Somebody wears funny clothes, torn jeans, and they wear half socks. Now we are happy, this person, because he's in fashion. So this is not a good sign. We must check ourselves. Anyone wants to become an alim, want to go 4 months jamaat, we got a problem. But he wants, our girl wants to go to university, which are the dens of Jahannam, then we got no problem, we are happy with that. All this is a measure, is a thermometer for us to check our level of Iman. Are we happy about the things of deen, or we get happy when the things against deen takes place? وَإِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ تَبْ وَوْ لَگِي خُشِيَا كَرْنَي. And when the other things you just see on their faces also light up. Some cricket commentary started, some other things like that started, some worldly things, people are playing music at a wedding, you see how happy they feel. And somebody stops the music, we get angry with that person. What's wrong with this person? Why is he so being such a fundamentalist? Why is not, what's wrong with music? We just have some enjoyment today. And when somebody puts on the music, we feel happy about that. That's all a measurement for us to see where our Iman is in our homes, our daily lives all the time. And this is a very great ayat of the Quran Sharif. So two things, Allah's Qudrat in our sleep we should see. And we should check our Iman, and that we get happy with the things of deen and Iman, not with the things of kufr and shirk. وآخر دعوانا.